Operation Nest Egg. Operation Nest Egg takes kiwi eggs and chicks from their burrows to a captive rearing facility. They stay there until they are big enough to look after themselves. The beginning. The idea for Operation Nest Egg, ONE, started in 1994 when it was found that almost all kiwi chicks were killed by stoats, but adult kiwi were not. The ONE process was adapted from a technique already in use. Who is part of it? Kiwis for Kiwi. They help pay for it. Department of Conservation, DOC. Community Kiwi Conservation Groups, iwi, researchers, captive rearing facilities. Captive rearing facilities include Auckland Zoo, Kiwi Encounter at Rainbow Springs in Rotorua, Whangarei Native Bird Rescue Centre, Willowbank Wildlife Reserve in Christchurch, Mount Bruce Wildlife Centre, West Coast Wildlife Centre in Franz Josef, Waiau. How it works. Monitoring breeding pairs. Pairs need to be found and transmitters put on one or both parents to see if they are nesting. With brown kiwi, only males are monitored as they do all the incubating. When their behaviour changes, it shows they are sitting on an egg. Clever technology is helping kiwi workers get the timing just right. Egg timer electronically monitors kiwi that are breeding. When their movements change, it means they have begun incubating the egg. Kiwi workers can then work out the best time to get it. Chick timer helps kiwi workers pick up newly hatched wild chicks instead of eggs. Sky Ranger allows signals from the transmitters to be picked up from the air. Collecting eggs or chicks. DOC collects more eggs than chicks. The aim is to collect eggs that are at least 25 days old. The eggs are collected from nests in the wild and taken to captive rearing facilities. The egg is put in a special container to keep it secure and warm. It is important to get the egg to a captive rearing facility as soon as possible. Captive rearing. When the egg gets to the captive rearing facility, it is cleaned. Information such as weight and date is recorded. The egg is also candled. This shows whether the egg is alive and what stage of development the embryo is at. The egg is then placed in an incubator. Total incubation takes around 80 to 90 days. After hatching, the new chick is weighed and this information recorded. The kiwi chick is then placed into a special unit known as the TLC, Thermal Life Support Cabinet. This is where the chick will spend the next 2-3 days under close watch and care. When the chick is big enough, it is moved into a brooder pen. This pen is set up to be more like its natural environment. Here the chick will also start to get a special diet. Kiwi creches. When kiwi chicks are about 2 weeks old, they are moved from the brooder pens to a creche. A kiwi creche is an island or an area of land with a special fence built around it to keep predators out. The young birds need to learn how to be a kiwi and look after themselves and not get too used to having people around. They stay in the creche until they reach a weight at which they can better defend themselves against predators. Release back into the wild. When the young creche bird reaches about 1200 grams in weight, they are better able to defend themselves against stoats. This is when they can be safely returned to their wild home. Kiwi hold a special place in Māori culture, and there is often a ceremony by mana whenua to welcome the young kiwi back to the place of their birth. Some young birds will have a transmitter put on their leg so their movement can be monitored once released.